Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. We've got a full studio today and we've got a great discussion about Cover Oregon. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and every Thursday we talk to great individuals like we have on the program today. Lauren Bailey, also Araceli Guevara, Gary Lehman. Now, Araceli and Lauren, you are both certified partner sisters for Cover Oregon.
Yes, correct.
Gary, you are a volunteer working tirelessly in your efforts with the Public Health Advisory Committee and also the CCO, aren't you?
I work on the local CCO Advisory Committee.
If you're just joining us, what we'd like to do today is talk about maybe some myths and explain to people there's still good news about signing up for health care. What's the most important thing you'd like people to know, Araceli, right now about Cover Oregon?
We are taking applications. The enrollment is still on until March 31st. For those that want to purchase the health insurance. So we still are taking applications.
Lauren, what about you?
I think that it would be that the program is open for so many people, from a variety of people who are qualifying for the Oregon Health Plan to people who are higher income but not necessarily have insurance coverage. And you don't know until you apply whether you're eligible to be on the exchange or not.
Gary, what do you think?
I hope people are not dissuaded from applying because of information that they may have heard in the past. We have two really good offices here in Lincoln County, and we have insurance agents that are willing to help. And I would recommend that everyone, if they think they qualify for insurance, if they don't have health care coverage right now, there's a good chance that we can help them.
Yeah, and if you're joining us today, please be advised that on the Lincoln County website, we just recently put out a media release. It has the contact information for both Araceli and Lauren. It's on the county homepage. It's on the Health and Human Services homepage, too. So if you're wanting to plug into how to reach these individuals locally, they are accessible. Please be aware that information's there, and we'll repeat those numbers. But Lauren, maybe you could draw us through a kind of a timeline for how Cover Oregon's come about and the difference or the sameness of Cover Oregon to Obamacare and what is happening.
Sure. The Affordable Care Act, that legislation that was passed in the last few years, mandated that everyone has coverage. And in Oregon, that took the form of Cover Oregon. States were allowed to either choose their own plan or to hook up with the federal website and the federal program. Oregon chose to do their own. They had been actually talking about this before federally it even happened. Mm. So October 1st was the date that was open for putting eligibility applications in, and it has not been without its glitches, and that's primarily the message people are getting, and unfortunately they have come a long way. Every week there's more progress on getting people in and enrolled, and it is fully working. There are several ways you can apply. You can go online to coveroregon.com. You can come into one of us, and we can assist you with that. And it's open for everyone. Cover Oregon, which is part of, you know, what you said, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, has the whole range of healthy kids and Oregon Health Plan, which is the state's Medicaid program, all the way up to people who are not qualifying for any subsidies but can sign up through the Marketplace Exchange. And that's where if they don't have insurance available to them in work or some other format, they don't want to do a private plan, it oftentimes can be cheaper by going through this Marketplace Exchange.
And to kind of clarify there, Cover Oregon isn't really a plan, it is just an exchange. Is that correct? It's really a place to look at the plans in and itself. It's not a health plan.
Correct. Cover Oregon is the umbrella that has all these plans on it. And depending on your income, you would qualify for different things.
So Cover Oregon operates as sort of as that umbrella. I mean, are there certain administrative approvals that they are kind of stamping or processing the paperwork?
Well, it depends. It really is. There's a big difference, really, depending on your income. If you're qualifying for the Oregon Health Plan, which is if you're making up to 138% of the federal poverty level, mm-hmm. which is about $11,400 per person, Then you're qualifying for the plan that is known as Medicaid, which is a free plan. You don't pay premiums or deductibles. And it's open all the time. There is no open enrollment. You can qualify and sign up at any point. And that's the confusion out there. People are thinking the plans are done and that we're done with the open enrollment.
Well, we're talking to Araceli Guevara, Gary Lehman, Lauren Bailey. The discussion is Cover Oregon, so stay with us. We'll be back in a moment after this quick break and learn more about what's happening now. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in just a second. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Gary Lehman is with us today. Araceli Guevara, also Lauren Bailey. They are helping people get enrolled with Cover Oregon, and it's great to have them on the program because I think what I am seeing when I'm generally observing our media is that, you know, the deadlines are over. But that's just not the case.
Right, Casey. Through Cover Oregon, which I think of as a doorway, if you don't have medical insurance right now, the best thing to do is go through the doorway and ask questions.
And you might qualify for the Oregon Health Plan. You might qualify to get insurance on your own through the exchange, or you might qualify to just get help with medical bills. So the only way for each individual to know is to ask for their own specific situation. I want to mention two telephone numbers. Lauren's local telephone number, 541-265-0430,
mm-hmm.
And Araceli's telephone number, 541-961-0430. 4073.
Araceli, you're 961-4073. That's a cell phone. Is that an 8 to 5 number to call you on, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
It's from 8 in the morning until noon, and then from 1 to 4:30 in the afternoon.
And Lauren, are your availability generally those hours as well?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And I want to stress, too, that I'm available to go to all parts of the county. I work for Lincoln County Health and Human Services, and we have sites in Waldport, Toledo, Lincoln City, and here in Newport. And I do visit those sites, sometimes just on an appointment basis, but I'm in Tuesdays in Lincoln City every week. So if you have trouble getting to Newport, we can come closer to where you are.
Okay. And Araceli, speaking of the Hispanic community, what are the particular challenges that you're seeing and how are things going?
Well, we have helped families with mixed status, meaning children born in this country and parents migrating from other countries. What happening is the law doesn't apply to those who don't have documentation. Mm-hmm. It only applies to those who have permanent residency permit to work, as well as the citizens. But it doesn't apply. The law doesn't apply to those that are undocumented.
Generally, for you. Are you seeing that you're able to walk people through that sign-up process easier than they expected, harder? How's it going?
Once they come to us, it's usually the reaction, oh, wow, this is so easy.
Hmm.
I also want to mention, for those who are in this country without a legal status, they can go ahead and apply as well. There is an exception. It's called COWEN. It's a citizen alien waiver emergent medical, which may allow them to get insurance for emergencies only.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're listening and joining us, that's Araceli Guevara. Her phone number is 541-961-4073, and she is in the Community Services Consortium's Avery building, or in the building where CSC is located. And Lauren, do people come to your offices as well in person?
Yes, people either make appointments, which I recommend just to be sure that I'm there that day and don't have other people that I'm meeting with, but walk-ins are welcome. I'm in the Nye Street Clinic, 36 Southwest Nye Street mostly, and sometimes people walk by and see my sign there and just come in and ask. We are in a process of remodeling that building. We will be moving to the downstairs portion, so walk around the backside of the building there if you're looking for me.
Okay. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Cover Oregon. We'll be back in just a moment. Continue the discussion. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Thursday morning at 9, we talk about news, events, people related to Lincoln County government and things that are happening with Lincoln County government. Gary, I did want to ask you, as someone who's worked with the CCO committee, also our Public Health Advisory Committee, how encouraged are you by this process? I mean, I know it's something that you've been working hard on, and how do you feel about that?
Casey, it's a really big change. It's the biggest change in the way healthcare is delivered in our country in the last 50 years. Medicare was enacted in 1965. The Affordable Care Act really is the biggest change since that time. A lot of it has to do with Medicare qualification. People have this idea that Medicare traditionally in the past has been for the poor and the homeless. That's not the case now. Medicare is for a lot of people. People that are not yet 65 years old but are retired, people that own their own homes, people that are just recently graduated from college. The raising of the income cutoff for Medicare means that many people that in the past did not qualify for that program do qualify. Statistics show that in Lincoln County in the next 2 years, there are about 2,600 people that could be eligible to qualify.
So how can one get a chance to work with you? You're just volunteering, but where do we find you? And if someone wanted to say, I like the sound of that Gary guy, I want him to help me out.
I primarily work out of the Community Services Consortium office, but
great.
I'm available to answer questions and help people, and if they call either Lauren or Araceli, they'll be able to get a hold of me through those two individuals.
When did healthcare become a passion for you?
50 years ago.
Any particular events that
I started out in 1966 as a corpsman in the military, and have had a medical career ever since. And now that I'm retired, I'm really interested in bringing improved health care to Lincoln County. The more people in our county that have health care services, the better off I think we all are. And particularly Cover Oregon is a way that we are trying to bring improved health care status to our community.
Well, thanks for all you do, buddy. It's just really nice to see volunteers like you working so hard for the community. Lauren, talk about those mandates, though.
Sure. As we had mentioned earlier, the Affordable Care Act, part of that has a mandate that people have to have coverage. And this is the part that's been a little controversial. And the reason they have that is so that we will have the resources for people who are not making a lot of income to also have coverage. And the people that are mandated are people who do not have insurance, who are making it enough to file taxes. People who are exempt from that are people who are making under $10,000 a year or under $20,000 for a family, people who are incarcerated, people who are undocumented, people have religious exemptions for reasons that they won't have health care insurance. But the majority of your middle class, middle-aged folks are mandated to have this coverage, and there will be penalties in the form of taxes in the following year. The first year's penalties are $95 per person or 1% of your income, whichever is greater.
Okay.
And then those penalties will increase in the next 2 years.
So if I have just, you know, I don't pay attention to any news, I'm a 24-year-old surfing guy that never goes to the doctor, in about a year, though, I might have a little bit of a rude awakening in terms of that penalty.
Correct. The open enrollment ends March 31st for those who are qualifying for the commercial plans. As we mentioned earlier, the Oregon Health Plan is a continual enrollment. You can enroll any time. However, the next open enrollment for commercial plans will be the October 2014.
Okay. Well, good for the clarification. And we just want to encourage everyone that the process still continues. You know, if somebody says, well, okay, I need to get going, really talk about that website, because there are some misconceptions maybe that the website is completely dysfunctional. There are some challenges. Are you finding that, how do you choose with your particular clients, how you walk them through the process?
The Cover Oregon website, which you can go to by going to coveroregon.com mm-hmm. or coveroregon.org, either one works. There's information there. You can get the phone numbers of the two community partners that are here. There are a number of independent insurance agencies in the county that are also capable of helping, and those phone numbers are available. You can also look to see what might be the case for you, but each individual has their own specific issues, and generally you can find out the thresholds on the website, but I still recommend that you come to one of these community partners for specific questions.
Yeah, it's really nice to be individually with you and have you answer those questions. And do you have an expectation for folks in terms of when they make an appointment with you, are you saying, hey, let's take 15 minutes, let's take a half an hour? Any general recommendations?
When I get phone calls, I typically ask them how many are in your household, and the household is, through Cover Oregon, considered on who you're putting on your taxes, your dependents. Mm-hmm. And I ask them to know what the household income is, Social Security numbers for the family, and to have that prepared by the time they get to the appointment, and then it goes much faster. And overwhelmingly, people are saying, wow, that was much easier than I expected. The media kind of plays it up to be very complicated and a long process, and it's really not. If you're doing it on your own, it may be a little confusing, but going through us, together, we've probably processed applications for close to 500 individuals, mm-hmm. So we're well-versed in the process. And, you know, just give us a call, make an appointment, and, you know, have that information with you, and we can get you in pretty quick.
You know, when you're looking at the number of providers, do we have kind of a rough number about how many you see when you look at the exchange?
There are 6 plans that are available in Lincoln County, commercial plans.
If you're called, so it's not like you're seeing 25 or 30 different companies that you're kind of
statewide. There are 11 plans, but here available in our county there are 6, not including the Oregon Health Plan, which in our county is through Intercommunity Health Network.
So any upcoming events, any public outreach events? I know you've had them before. I think maybe I've heard that you might be going to the Senior Center. Is that correct?
Right. I'm tentatively planning for the Senior Center Thursday, January 16th at 6 p.m. That's not been completely finalized, so just watch out for those announcements. That'll be a public presentation for anyone who's interested in learning more about it.
Okay. Good. Araceli?
The next event will be on January 31st, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock at the Presbyterian Church in Yahats. We're going to do it through Family Literacy Night in Yahats. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So watch for announcements too, please.
Gary, you out there anywhere in particular? Committee meetings coming up?
I'm willing to go speak to any civic organization that may have questions. And if they get a hold of Araceli or Lauren, they can put them in touch with me, and I would be more than happy to come to a church group, a civic organization, club. If I can get more information out to more people that way, then that would be a good idea to do.
So the message is get enrolled.
Get enrolled.
Yes.
Okay. So if you're joining us, remember that contact information is available on Lincoln County's homepage. Look for Cover Oregon icons and information. Also, Health and Human Services homepage in the media release sections, in the middle of the What's New information sections. Phone number for Araceli?
541-961-4073.
Lauren Bailey?
541-265-0430.
And Gary as well, you can be reached through kind of them.
Either one of those numbers can put me in touch.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I hope we've kind of waded a little through Cover Oregon. And for those of you out there, thanks for joining us today. Remember, stay healthy, sign up, and we'll talk to you soon.